You're listening to SBS News.
Unrest is continuing to grow near the English port of Dover. Thousands of truck drivers have been stranded for days following France's decision to close its borders to anyone travelling from the United Kingdom due to the discovery of a new strain of coronavirus spreading rapidly across southern England. While France is now allowing entry to EU citizens, they must have evidence they've received a negative COVID-19 test result less than 72 hours before their travel. The military has started testing truck drivers waiting to cross the English Channel, but it's expected to take some time to clear the backlog. Grant Shapps is Britain's Transport Secretary.
It will take a matter of days rather than weeks or anything else, but there will be, I'm afraid, some patience required. And we're providing welfare for the lorry drivers and others and making sure that we can do that in the days to come.
While health officials investigate the strain that's caused dozens of countries to close their borders to the UK, a second, potentially more contagious variant has been identified. British Health Secretary Matt Hancock says two cases of the newer mutated strain have been detected in England so far. He says both are contacts of COVID-19 positive people who've travelled from South Africa in recent weeks.
This new variant is highly concerning because it is yet more transmissible and it appears to have mutated further than the new variant that's been discovered in the UK.
The UK is implementing restrictions on travellers from South Africa in response. It comes as the spread of the older mutated variant of coronavirus leads to a record daily rise in cases across the country, and more parts of England being placed under tougher restrictions from Boxing Day. More than 39,000 new COVID-19 infections have been detected in Britain, and a further 744 people have died. Dr. Susan Hopkins is a senior medical advisor to the British government's COVID-19 response. She says there's no evidence at the moment to suggest vaccines already developed won't work on newer strains of coronavirus.
So actually what that means, in fact, is that there's strong evidence that it will work because the vaccine produces a strong immune response and it's broad and it acts against lots of variation in the virus.
It's welcome news to countries across Europe as they prepare to begin administering the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine in the coming days. Meanwhile, Canada has followed the United States to become the second country in the world to approve the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine for widespread use. It's already begun an immunisation program using the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Now that Health Canada has approved the Moderna vaccine, we have the green light to start rolling it out across the country. The first doses of our guaranteed 40 million dose order from Moderna will arrive in the coming days.
Elsewhere in the Americas, Mexico and Costa Rica will begin inoculating their citizens today with the arrival of their first shipments of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. And Chilean authorities say a cluster of COVID-19 infections linked to two military bases and a navy ship in Antarctica has grown to 58. No other country with a presence in Antarctica has publicly reported any other cases on the continent. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.